Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. This is a great day, culmination of several months of work in reframing the future of Shays. I just want to recognize a couple of people from our board, John Rumschick, Sue Staple, and former president, Tony Conte. Mosum Bundu from Empire State Development, a great friend of ours and a supporter of this project. My name is Brian Higgins. I'm president of Shays. And several months ago, we started with a very simple, straightforward premise. How do we celebrate our patrons? How do we honor them? By creating a theater that is accessible, that is efficient, and that is enjoyable. And we came up with a design. I told Steve Carmina that we have one objective. We need a wow factor. Today you'll see the wow factor. So Steve and Carmina Wood, they deliver all the time. So this new addition will be 20,000 square feet. It'll be $30 million. It will add 3 high-speed, large-capacity elevators. It will add the most popular feature of this new development, 63 new bathroom fixtures. I'm in the bathroom fixture business now, and congestion mitigation. So it's been a great, great process, and we want to move this along, but I want to thank Steve Carmina. Steve is the handsome, charismatic leader of Carmina Wood. Steve wrote that. No, I'm. But you know, we went through a 10-year process of trying to build an addition, and spent over $1 million with nothing to show for it. So we had to start over, and we started this in November of last year. And by March, we were under construction down at 710. You'll see it's going to be spectacular. It's a $5 million reconstruction, and this will be a $30 million reconstruction. We'll break ground at near the end of the year. There'll be a 24-month construction period, and we plan to open hopefully in the first or second quarter of 2027. So great, great progress. Additionally, a lot going on. Mayoral politics. Tony, you want to take this? So we have a 710 construction is ongoing. You're going to see a spectacular lounge and cabaret. We're increasing the usable square footage by 30%. And the design is very, very unique. Carmina Wood did that as well. And he quickly moved off of that project and moved on to this one. And to tell you a little bit more about the detail, we have Steve Carmina and Bradley Everdyke. Gentlemen. And Todd, and
Pam.
Carmina Wood.
Good morning, everybody. I'm kind of embarrassed, Brian. Hopefully I'm not red in the face. I've never written an advertisement for myself, but thank you. I was doing a little research, and it was Brian 1 year ago, almost to the day, that he and I were walking out of a Buffalo Place board meeting, and we were chatting a little bit, and he grabbed me by the arm, and he said those fateful words, "Can I pick your brain a little bit?" We walked across the street and started chatting, and about a week later, after Pam and I, my partner Pam Stradup and I, threw ourselves into our drawing boards, we're analog, we're the old, I am, she's not, the old folks in the firm. We came up with a couple quick sketches for Jonathan and for Brian to look at. And here we are just a year later showing the results of this collaboration that has occurred between the amazing staff here at Shays. They have been a pleasure every day to work with. Their imagination, their forcefulness with ideas and things that they needed to have really driven this project. Our mantra is always, you know, that the project doesn't belong to us, it belongs to them. And in this case, it also belongs to the patrons that will be entering through this this beautiful entry in the coming years and years after. And we also wanted to make sure that we created something that would last. When you're building around a historic building, you also want something that is going to hopefully someday be recognized as part of that fabric. So without ado, I'd like to introduce Bradley Everdyke and Todd Piotrowski. These two guys took the initial concept, the initial images, and just drove it. It makes me very happy that the future of our firm is in the hands of two awesome designers, and I think you're gonna love what they've created. So Brad and Todd, so take it away.
Good morning. At the outset of this project, Shays provided us with a single guiding principle, the elevation and prioritization of the patron experience. Our design is rooted in this principle. From the moment of arrival to the final curtain, every element is crafted to support a seamless, inclusive journey guided by universal accessibility and hospitality. A heated pedestrian path and a covered accessible drop-off loop at the exterior provide comfort and ease of access in all seasons, setting the tone for the experience that follows. Architecturally, the addition honors the grandeur of Shays Buffalo without imitating it. The new massing respectfully steps back from the Pearl Street facade, preserving the historic theater's visual prominence. Limestone panels echo the original stonework, while curved stainless steel, soft aluminum finishes, and reflective glass offer a contemporary interpretation of the theater's rich detailing. The result is a facade that is both dynamic and elegant. Transforming through integrated lighting and programmable digital signage that animates the building as it transforms from day to night. Theater is, after all, as Brian says, about night and light. Anchored by a sweeping digital marquee and new signage across the new and existing building, not only enhances the theater's identity, but creates new opportunity for street-level engagement. As this experience moves indoors, the same principles of accessibility, comfort, and elegance direct our approach.
Like the exterior, the interior of the addition will complement, but make no attempt to mimic, the wonder, theater's incomparable historic richness. It will instead capture the essence of its beauty by drawing inspiration from the theater's forms and finishes and applying them as reimagined subtleties. This is not to say the addition will lack an experience of wonder itself. As we hope these images illustrate, the new space will captivate patrons in its own way, with moments of modern spectacle, sophistication, and precision. Patron-focused design provides new lounges, restroom facilities, and three elevators to create a more enjoyable, efficient, and most importantly, accessible theater-going experience for everyone. We want to reinforce our gratitude for the Shays team's leadership and how honored we are to be partnering on such a prestigious project. We understand the mission, and it is one we are approaching with what can only be described as reverence. As theater lovers ourselves, we are passionate about bringing this vision to life, your vision to life. This project will play a pivotal role in capturing the hearts and imaginations of each new generation of theater goers and Buffalo's thriving theater community for the next 100 years and beyond. Thank you.
Carmina Wood, it sounds like a band. Next, I want to introduce a gentleman. He is our partner here at Shays. He is a Tony Award-winning producer with over 35 years of experience. He brings the best of Broadway to Buffalo into this beautiful theater. He is a gentleman and a consummate professional, Albert Nocciolino.
Thank you so much for including me today. Can you imagine being 100 years old and planning for your future? I mean, unbelievable. And a glorious future. Doris and I were chatting earlier, you know, we take, I think, at the moment, this magnificent facility for granted. But there was a time, many years ago, when Michael Shea had some 12 theaters in the area and over 20 downtown. They started disappearing one by one. And then this was about to disappear. And a group of people, Save Shea's Buffalo, Save Buffalo Theater, our friend Tony Conti, the past president, was part of a group who made sure this theater didn't disappear. And they nurtured it, they renovated it, they restored it, and they delivered it to the community in what we have today. And the community has embraced it. We are blessed with the most significant and successful Broadway series here, along with everything else that comes into this building, over 17,000 subscribers. Every Broadway show in America wants to come to Shea's Buffalo. And when they come here, we fill the theater, we provide an enormous economic impact for downtown Buffalo. And with that, our patrons in Western New York have not only put their arms around it, they've taken ownership. And when you ask somebody in this community, if you see them out at a restaurant, where are you going tonight? They don't say, I'm going to Back to the Future. They don't say, I'm going to see Wicked. They say, I'm going to Shea's. And that's how this community has taken this facility and owned it. It's become the cornerstone of downtown Buffalo, the anchor of the theater district, and a huge economic impact again, and a partner with all the other theater companies here in Buffalo. So, in the future, we need to ensure this legacy and make sure that generations to come can say, I'm going to Shea's.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So you don't build anything without money. So we have a $50 million budget, and at the moment, we're about $28 million short. But we'll get there. Sue Staple from the Spotlight Committee. Come up and join us. Uh-oh. Don't try to catch it.
No, well, eventually.
Sue's also on our board, as you heard.
I am here representing the Spotlight Committee. The Spotlight Committee is the evolution of the group of people that you just heard about who saved this glorious theater from being torn down. Our purpose now is fundraising for Shea's and projects here. You will find us at Kochak. You will find us at concessions and at champagne and at the player piano. And we're here, hopefully, with a smiling face to greet you and enhance your experience. So on behalf of the 350 Spotlight volunteers here at Shea's, I would like to present you with a commitment of $1 million to elevate Shea's.
See, we're down to $27 million. Anybody else? We announced the... We announced the Ticketmaster? Ticketmaster is committing $1 million as well. And they'll get a naming right as a result. 26. So, just, you know, the history of this theater was touched on. In the early 1970s, as Albert said, Michael Shea was an Irish immigrant. His parents moved to Buffalo when he was 2 years old to be First Ward. And he was an iron worker, he worked on the docks, and he ran a saloon on Elk Street. And he had this vision, it was an Olmstedian vision, to make sure that the working class folks had access to theater, vaudeville and a major motion picture. So we built all of these theaters mostly in the neighborhoods so that the working folks would have an outlet from their difficult days. But Kurt Mangiello, which was a predecessor of Tony's, twice removed, actually moved into this building in the early 1970s because it was likely that this was going to be demolished. In those days, they really didn't file for permits. They just did it at midnight. So he moved in and let it be known that he was there. So demolishing the building would turn into a homicide. But that's the kind of dedication that previous leaders here at Chase had. Then Patrick Fagan had the presence of mind to expand the stage by 40% in its depth. And that made Chase a major Broadway touring venue, not only in New York State, but throughout the country. Tony was, his vision was for the restoration of this this theater. And the beautiful restoration is undertaken by our consultant and friend, Doris Collins, who does this every day. It's tedious, very detailed work. And so it's a culmination of everybody pulling together with a common vision and a common purpose to make this what it is. And this is a not-for-profit. Nobody owns a not-for-profit. We are temporary stewards with one obligation, to make it better than how we found it. And that is our objective here today. It continues to be our objective. And we thank all of you for your support. Community support and seat plaque program. Robin Soshi and Jerry Fenclough. Where are they? Come on up. I saw you guys before. It was a medal presentation, right?
Yes,
yeah.
For my granddaughter.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good.
Welcome to you want to go up and tell your story?
Sure. Good morning, everybody. I'm here with my father, Jerry Fenclough, my husband, Del Soshi, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about our family history in relation to Chase. My parents first bought tickets, became subscribers back 25, 30 years ago, and when they started, it was basically date night. They just wanted to have something to do, and they realized how much they loved Chase. So when my daughters were very young, they decided they wanted to introduce them to live theater. So from when my daughters were very young, they were coming down with my parents once a year. They would pick a show, whether it was a Disney show or a Christmas musical, something like that. And it showed my children not only theater, it showed them this beautiful building and what Buffalo has to offer for them. At some point, they started giving us tickets too once in a while, which was great. So we came down a couple times and quickly realized we also loved it, so we became subscribers as well. So the tradition kept going. When my parents celebrated their 50th anniversary, we made a donation to Chase, and with that, my parents were given access to the Spotlight Lounge, which my mother loved. She just loved going up and having a glass of wine before the show and having somewhere to sit and relax. And we all still enjoy it today. We lost my mom in 2023 to Alzheimer's, and it was a really difficult time for all of us. But one thing my dad did for himself was he kept his seats here at Chase. And he started a new tradition, and now one of my girls comes to every show with him. And it's great. My one daughter has to fly in from Colorado. So it's great for all of us. But you know, it's giving him the opportunity to keep coming to Chase. It's giving my daughters more opportunity to see my theater, and more importantly to me, it's giving my daughters one-on-one time with my dad. These plaques are really special to us, and you know, big picture, it's exciting. It's the 100th anniversary, and we're really proud to be part of that. But for us, it's more personal. It's keeping my mother's name alive, and you know, my dad will come now, and he'll sit in his seat, and he's going to see my mother's name, and it's like she's still here a little bit with him. And my daughters will sit in the seat next to him, and you know, that's grandma's seat, so it's great. So thank you to everybody. Thank you to Brian and his entire team, and for bringing amazing theater to Buffalo.
Let's see, we have 2,400 more of those. So I've deviated from the script. So to reach our goal, we're launching the Elevate Chase $50 million centennial campaign. The plan is to connect Chase to its past and to our future. So $30 million for the dramatic expansion, as you see unveiled here. $5 million for roof replacement. That ceremony's later, if anybody's interested. And $5 million for reimagining Chase 710 down the street. That project will be finished in September of this year. And $5 million for a streetscape, and I'll just take a moment and then we can take questions. Shays believes that it has a leadership responsibility, a parental responsibility, if you will. Albert mentioned the great impact of Broadway and to the economy of downtown Buffalo in the theater district. There are 138 restaurants, shops, and taverns in and around the theater district. And they survive in large part because Shays is so successful. So we're going to go beyond the confines of our venues out onto the public right of way. For example, we're doing a collaboration with Alleyway Theater, with Visit Buffalo Niagara, with AKG, to light up with an art installation the alleyway connecting Pearl with Main Street. Right now it's kind of sketchy. You'd be reticent about using it, and it's going to be dramatically different. But that's a public right of way, and we're going to have all kinds of public art installed within the theater district, and hoping that Shays is a catalyst for the redevelopment of all of Main Street, going down to Seneca One and to Canal Side, and then out to the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. That's our vision, that's what we are committed to, and that's what all of you are supporting with us today. Speaking of mayoral politics, former Mayor Anthony Mazziello, a great champion of Shays, always, and a great friend. So with that, we'll take any questions you may have. Mike. I know. Yeah, we know where our funding source is, we know the strength of them, and it's less inspiration than it is perspiration. So all of our commitments, we have about $23 million in commitments. Our board just made a $5 million commitment as well, bringing us to 28. So we'll get to our goal. We haven't gone public with anything. We're looking at naming rights for a lot of these things. That's the trend in theater here in the United States, but throughout the world as well. And it's a good revenue source that theaters use. But as Albert said, we've been very, very successful. The great package of Broadway shows are very, you know, appealing to the public. We have 17,156 season ticket holders, not that I'm counting. and that's a record, and we're on track to have another very, very good year. And the success of Shays, and let me just say this, I've been given the timing is everything in life, you know. Shays had their two most successful years, and it's a direct result of a group of people that work here every single day. They are extraordinarily dedicated, committed, and energetic about Shays. Our obligation is to make this place better, all of us. And it's the Shays employees, many of whom have been here for decades, and their commitment has not waned. And in fact, it's become more intense. So let's hear it for the Shays staff and employees. Any other questions? No, you know what? Top of mind has been minimal disruption. That's what we're doing down at 710. That's what we're going to do here. This thing will actually be built before it's attached to this building. So this is a city-owned building that we lease. We have a 40-year lease with 33 years remaining. And this will be built on the Shays zone, and then will be attached. So that's intended to minimize the disruption. So we want to make sure Colleen's here. She has a great event every year in October. I'm sure she was nervous when she heard about the schedule. But again, it'll be minimal disruption, and we will again attach that upon completion of the building. And as Carmina Wood has said, you know, this is 50% glass, 25% stainless steel, and then stone and concrete. So it's going to really be a magnificent, and it'll be light infused so that we can change the lighting for each show to match their color theme. So there's a lot of innovation in here as well. The digital signage is high resolution. It's the best technology that's available. We are, as humans, wired to be attracted to light. And that's why I say that theater is about night and light. And we're going to have a lot of light in and around the theater district, and it'll be a very, very different place. Not quite the scale of Times Square, the concept is similar. President of 43 North. Well, thank you very much. I think word of mouth, everybody, you know, you have your own constituencies. Buffalo's a small town, as you know. We all kind of need each other to help us succeed. The AKG effort is a collaborative effort. This is going to be similar. It's protecting this beautiful historic theater. And any way that we can make connections to your constituents to steer them our way, that would be very, very helpful for me. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Sir? Yeah, Lion King was here. Disney production of Lion King, late December, early January. And Robert Brunschmidt took a photo from the mezzanine to the main lobby at intermission, which is 20 minutes. And it was just congestion. So this is about congestion mitigation. So it'll be much more pleasant. The lobby will increase in size, will more than double, 118%. So just the movement of people with the elevators. We're looking at a Rathskeller lounge down in the basement, which is going to be fun. So these are all intended to enhance the patron experience. It's all about that. Right now, Shays is 3,019 seats. There are 41 venues in Broadway in New York, three of which are actually on Broadway. But it's about 48,000, almost 50,000 total seating capacity. Divided by 41, it's about 1,200 on average. This is 3,019, so we're not increasing the seating capacity at all. What we're doing is making the movement of patrons more efficient, safer, and more enjoyable. All right. Yeah. It is. There's what we refer to as a multiplier effect. So the big demand, there were 215 activations at 710 last year. There'll be 365 in 2026. But we also have the cabaret space that will be available when the main stage is not occupied. In other words, some of those bookings are pre and post production. So just a lot more activity. As I mentioned, we're increasing the usable square footage by 30% by basically knocking down walls. It's a beautiful design that it will have an immediate impact. Steve Carmina is the wow factor guy. So what's happening, because of the popularity of 710, that's creating new demand for the Shays Smith. And we're going to do another phase that will include that. I don't need to get into it today, but that'll be after these projects are completed, we'll enter into it. So the whole place is much more vibrant with more people. I've heard it described as pedestrian density. Because of remote working, we've lost 25,000 people in downtown Buffalo. A lot of people bellyache about it, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to do something about it. And Musical Fair, you know, if successful, they'll bring 40,000 net new people into downtown Buffalo. They are moving from a suburban site to an urban site. No reticence at all on their part. They're very confident that they will succeed. It will increase the number of productions there by 100, so we still have, you know, time to and space to rent and to occupy by good quality theater at the Shays Smith. Did you do it? Well, there's also going to be a patio out onto Main Street that will have an awning and heat lamps so as to extend the season as much as possible at 710. And here, too. Anybody else? Thanks, everybody.